Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're going a bit beyond down Messina Way to talk to Norma Schaff. Good morning to you, Norma.
Good morning, LaVon.
Norma, you've been hard at work on another book. And you know, I visit with people from California and wherever. It's always fun to say, hey, here's somebody right here close to home that's published another book. So let's talk about first the title of the book and what it's all about.
Okay, the book I titled At Home in Messina, and I thought about this, a year or more ago, and thought, as a member of the Historical Society, people are, you know, contacting me at times and saying, well, who used to live in that home? So I decided that I would have my son take pictures of every home in Messina. I would do research as to who had lived there, and anything interesting that I could obtain about the home. And so that's how the book came about.
What a lot of work.
Well, if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't have done it. But I love history, and it was an interesting project, and it's gone very well.
Very good. So let's talk about, let's talk about where can people find this book? Where can they buy it?
Okay, I have some down at the grocery store here in Messina, Economy Market. There are some out at the convenience store on Highway 92, and then the library has some copies.
Okay, and how much are they?
They're $20.
Okay, what a great basis of history here, and local history, lots of stories. I'm guessing you've had some feedback from folks who used to live in Messina or who still live in Messina or the area saying, well, you know, I remember such and such about that house or about that place.
Well, it has really amazed me of the people that have contacted me. I've sent them to California, Colorado, and there's people, you know, from our area that are not really, they live in Cass County and that are interested, and I am just thankful for them. It's been received very well.
Great. How many pages?
They're back-to-back 240.
Wow.
Oh, I don't even have the book out here with me right now. But the pictures are in black and white, and then also included in the book is 36 pictures of houses that have been removed in Messina. And I felt very fortunate to obtain them.
Well, certainly over time since Messina was established, there's been a lot of houses come and gone, I'm sure.
There's more than the 36
yes.
pictures that I have, but that's what I could obtain.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, that history that you found out, because, like I say, I'm sure you found some houses that are probably still in the same family over a lot of years and some that have just lots of folks have come and gone. But tell us some of the tidbits you found out.
Well, one house that is on the cover is the old Slocum House that was on Main Street of Messina, well, incidentally, where the Currys built their home, right as you come in on Main Street. And in visiting with Don Curry, he said, well, do you know that there was a chandelier? There's kind of a turret on that home, and there was a chandelier that extended down to the second story, and you could see it on the first story.
Hmm.
And, of course, he said when they came to tear down the house, I said, oh, just get rid of it. Now, he said, I really regret it.
Oh, yes.
But there were interesting stories in one place when they were remodeling. They found a gum case in the wall because the people had been associated with a drugstore here. So there's just little tidbits that I have found very interesting in working with it.
Well, it's those kinds of stories, I think, that do make people curious and say, I wonder about this or I wonder about that. Or I say, I can imagine there were some people who grew up in Messina and played in this yard and going, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
So.
Thanks to help from the courthouse, I've obtained the year the house was built. Now, many of our homes are old, so I would have 1900, and that actually meant 1900 or before. And then I've obtained names of people that have lived there over the years. And, of course, like anything else, I know I've missed some, but I give it my best shot.
You bet. Lots and lots of research involved there when you start going back in history. And thank goodness that somebody has many of those records. I mean, like you say, the courthouse, where else would you go to find some of that information?
And I had given a letter to everybody in Messina, you know, if they wanted to respond. I didn't have the best response. Now I'm having people say, oh, darn, I wish I would have sent in the information. But they're all right with what's in the book.
You probably could spawn another whole book when you start getting all those stories together. But so how long have you been working on this?
Oh, a little over a year. And I've always loved history. I've lived in Messina area since I was 8 years old. Now, LaVon, you know that's been a long time ago.
Just a couple of years there, Norma.
A couple years ago. Yeah. And so I've always been interested in history. And, well, right now, the book At Home in Messina is the bestseller in Messina. Of course, there's no other book going right now.
There's another book going? Is that
what you said? No, I said it's... There is no other book going at this time,
It
is the bestseller right now
absolutely.
In Messina.
Well, absolutely. And I'm guessing you're going to sell a few more of those at a special event coming up July 4th in Messina.
Right.
Want to talk a little bit about that?
Okay, we're going to have our 125th year celebration July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And yes, I will have the book up there for sale. Incidentally, I just placed an additional order this Tuesday because I was a little bit afraid I was going to totally run out before that time. And it's just easier to have them on hand than to have to mail them to people.
Yes, very good. Because there will be people coming from all over, I'm sure, to the 125th birthday for Messina. Lots of events going on during those 3 days. I'm guessing there are probably some family reunions and some special things like that, that just because it's the reunion, this is when we're going to gather.
Well, there's a special on thing on Sunday when we're going to have our alumna banquet. And that includes, you know, anybody from around here that wants to come is fine. They do not have to be alumna. But we're going to have that banquet at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
And that's all the classes, all the years, right?
Well, actually, they'll register at 4 and that, and the banquet will be at 10. At 8 o'clock.
At 10 would be a little late, but people would still be talking and visiting, I'm sure, because
absolutely.
There's going to be lots of great talk going on about the things they remember in Messina. Now, Norma, you've been involved in a lot of the other historical society things going on in Messina, and I think, in my mind, that's one of the things that makes this small town stand out, is all the work that you've done to get things remodeled and added. And so you want to just go down the list real quick, like, of some of the things that people can come and visit in Messina?
Well, we're going to have open house at the historical site, and that will include the old schoolhouse that we moved in from 148. We've refurbished the Phillips 66 gas station on Main Street. We've also refurbished the barber shop on the west side of the street in Main Street. And then I'm very proud of our gazebo that we've got on the vacant lot that was there next to the gazebo, next to the barber shop. Mm-hmm. And I really think that the corner looks good. I don't know what would have happened if someone hadn't stepped up and redone the different places, because they do look nice. And
yes.
Going to have Colleen Wilbur. She's a former Messina gal, and she's going to be at the site and on Sunday, and she's going to be, enacting some different areas of history. And so we're looking forward to having her. Okay. She will just be strolling around in the area telling us different historical things.
Okay, and you don't have to wait till the 2nd, 4th, 5th, or 2nd, 3rd, 4th of July to come visit Messina, because those places I know they're just fun to visit because you've done such a great job of making them very real for the time period. And so it's a great time. And now this isn't historical, but I think people in Messina should be proud of their library because
Absolutely. You've
kept that up to date, and that's always a challenge. So lots of great things going on in Messina. And lots of things include your new book called At Home in Messina, and books available from you in town. Any place out of town where the book is available?
No, I do not have it out of town, Yvonne, but all they need to do is call me. I have, I'm like a Girl Scout. I go prepared when I go shopping a lot in Atlantic. I'll have a couple books in the car, and I have actually sold them out of the car. So.
Good for you. Good for you. Oh. Good plan, Norma.
All they need to do is call me.
Okay. And you're in the book. Just look you up in the Mencina phone book, and there you'll be, Norma. We thank you very much for taking time to visit with us and bring us up to date about At Home in Mencina.
Thank you, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Kindness, like a boomerang, always returns.